Think a minute. A woman worried for over 40 years that she would die of cancer. Well, she never got cancer, and eventually, at the age of 70, died of pneumonia. She wasted more than half her life worrying about the wrong thing. Today, we'll continue our strategy for winning over worry. One thing we must do is to simply let humans be human. In case you haven't noticed, nobody's perfect, including you. So just accept the fact that every day people around you are going to make mistakes and be less than perfect. After all, they have to do the same with you. You can't fight the facts of life. Every day something will not go your way. As my grandmother used to say, who said life's fair? Because it's not. Bad things happen to good people. So we need to learn to handle life's unfair treatment and circumstances gracefully. Just flow with life, like a river flows around the rocks and obstacles that get in its way. For example, sometimes you may have to pay more than your fair share of something. Just do it generously and move on. After all, your relationships are much more important than a little money. Assume that you'll probably get cheated in life about 10% of the time, and that you may lose about 10% of your possessions. Remember, it's just stuff. It eventually gets old, rusty, and broken anyway. Plus, you can't take it with you when you leave this life. And just as we need kindness and grace from others for our faults and mistakes, we need to give grace to others around us. Then we won't suffer nearly as much tension, stress, and worry. Plus, we'll be much happier and at peace with others. Worry doesn't take away tomorrow's problems. It just takes away today's strength. You see, winning over worry is an inside job. The battle is in your mind and heart. Jesus said, "Who can add a single hour to his life by worrying? Each day has enough trouble of its own, so live one day at a time." Jesus promises that if you do your best, he will take care of the rest. If you put your life in his hands, you'll have nothing left to worry about, since everything that's out of your control will be in his control. It's an amazing deal. Remember, if you can trust God to manage the entire universe, you definitely can trust him to manage your life. So why not ask him to take control of your heart and life, with its pressures and problems, so he can give you his inner peace and power to win over worry, no matter what you're facing? Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.